It's Waking Lions from Pop Evil on 95.1 KSKY. And of course, you can see them in just a few weeks coming in for the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally as they're kicking off the festivities at the Buffalo Chip this year. And joining me on the phone right now is their bass player, Matt Dorito. Matt, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, not much, dude. We're currently out on the road and gearing up for our trip back to Sturgis, man. We've been lucky enough to do the Buffalo Chip every year. Looking forward to coming back, man.
You guys are kicking the festivities off at the Chip this year, the first Friday of the rally. And like you said, you've been there pretty much every year for the last several years. So what keeps bringing you guys back?
I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I'm happy about it. I mean, like, I grew up around bikes. I've had motorcycles my whole life. Harleys, you know, like, throughout the years. And the whole Sturgis rally is in my blood. So I'm really excited that we get to keep coming back. I just think it's a stroke of luck, actually. Good rock and roll, good people, long hair, a passion for motorcycles. I think it's a combination of the thing.
I think you fit right in. I had a friend tell me that you have a love for cigars, guns, and motorcycles, which you just mentioned with having the Harleys for years. So, don't fit it at all with the rally, do you?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, since you guys have played the rally several times and specifically at the Buffalo Chip, is there one thing that you look forward to the most when you come back each year?
There's no other place on earth where people applaud you by revving their bikes.
It is a pretty special moment, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's something that never gets old. Last year, there were like dirt track races and stuff like that. And some years I'll go out to the machine gun range and go shoot stuff out there. And it's always something a little bit different. This year I was going to try to take like the week leading up to Sturgis and ride one of my own bikes out there and just kind of follow the bus. And that's one thing I've never done. So I've always had someone supply a bike for me or have a friend let me borrow a bike, but I've never had my own bike out there. That'll be a little different.
So are you going to be able to do that this year?
I think so. I just got a new bagger to add to the family, and we're gonna put some miles on it, man. So we'll see how it goes.
Talking with Matt Dorito, bass player for Pop Evil, who you can see at the Sturgis Buffalo Chip coming up here in just a few weeks on Friday, August 3rd. Matt, I had a friend that's a mutual friend with you, and she told me you have a pretty cool charity that you do called Star Treatments. Can you tell me about that a bit?
Yeah, that's right. So we provide transportation for sick kids, basically pick them up in some sort of VIP transportation, like tour buses we travel in, or, you know, a party bus or a limo or any combination. We'll pick them up at their home, take them to the hospital to get, you know, treatment or for whatever checkup procedures they need to get, and then take them back home. It works out great because a lot of families actually don't live very close to children's hospitals at all. Like, there are only 12 real major kids hospitals across the whole United States. So if you want your kid to get the best care, like, a lot of times you have to travel a few hours to get there. It leaves kids nervous and anxious and things, you know, like on the ride to the hospital, and usually feeling pretty crummy on the way back. So with this idea, you know, it helps alleviate some of that anxiety and stress on the kids. Like, they get to have a fun experience on the way there and be comfortable on the way back.
Where can people find more information about that Star Treatments charity you have?
We got a website called startreatments.org. We're on all the major social medias and stuff too. So if you come out to a show and you see me, we're hanging out, feel free to ask about it. If you want more information, I've got handouts and things like that. I'd be happy to talk more about it.
I know I've only got a few minutes here to talk with you, so before I let you go, I like to kind of wind things down with something you've probably seen other people do before, but basically, I'm going to ask you a whole bunch of questions, and I want you to answer them as fast as you can. All right, man?
Okay. All right. We'll see how on point I am.
All right, Matt. What was the first concert you ever attended?
Boston.
How was the overall experience for you with it being your first one? I mean, obviously, it had to be a good one, considering the career that you have now.
Yeah, I definitely took this path, so it had a great impact on me. It was like watching something, and I couldn't explain how it all went together. The whole experience, people, the stage, lighting, the props and stuff, it blew my mind.
What was the first car you ever had?
First car I had was a 1969 Cadillac hearse.
Like a full-on hearse?
Yeah.
Were you in like high school when you had that? When did you have that?
I was in high school, yeah. I worked hard and I saved up, and I drove a couple states over to buy it. I kind of redid the interior to look like a limo on the inside, and I bought it so that I could take a girl to prom.
Nice. I was about to ask, like, what did everybody else in school think about that?
They already thought I was creepy, so it was fine.
What's the last thing you watched on Netflix?
The Office. It used to be Family Guy was like my go-to to wind down, and they didn't renew their contract with Netflix. They went to Hulu, so now I watch The Office to wind down.
Do you eat mac and cheese with a fork or a spoon?
You know what? I eat it inside a pizza roll.
Yes! I love those things, man.
Dude, the mac and cheese and bacon pizza rolls, I just got a whole mess of them last night.
I literally could eat my weight in pizza rolls, and it was just a few months ago that my wife pointed out the mac and cheese ones to me, so that is awesome. Great
They're
answer.
They're amazing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And then finally, toilet paper. Is it over or under on the roll?
Oh, under. I'm an under guy.
Well, there you go. There's some interesting facts about you, Matt Dorito, bass player for Pop Evil, who you can see at the Sturgis Buffalo Chip coming up on Friday, August 3rd. Matt, thank you so much for taking a little bit of time out of your day to talk with me, man.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, man. Looking forward to coming by.